episode 100.
100. 100.
Oh my God.
We did it.
I love you. It's your lifestyle specialist, Kenny Burns.
It's Kid Ferrari Simmons.
Your favorite Ethiopian to solo.
100.
We did it.
How you say 100 in Ethiopian, Arija?
How did me?
How you say it in the A? 100.
100.
100.
I'm proud of y'all.
I'm proud of us, you guys.
Thank y'all so much for this amazing opportunity.
It's been a great ride.
100 episodes.
100 episodes. I'm looking forward to the next 100.
Wow. I can't even feel my face right now. That's like, Rari just fucked me up off air. Like, I was not even prepared. I feel crazy. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got the Dream Team back in the building. Rari, Sue, how was your weekend?
Weekend was fantabulous, Kenny Burns and Ferrari Simmons.
Why is it so fantabulous? Who did what this weekend after all these months of saying he was going to come? I just want to know.
Kenny Burns came.
I just want to know.
So let me just say, you guys, it hasn't been months. It's been years.
Oh, my God.
It hasn't been that long.
Are you really doing that? Is BQE count?
Okay, no. Yeah, it counts. Okay, so no.
She really
Kenny Burns. Finally made it to my Sunday brunch experience at Traffic, and I am usually there from 12:30 to close, but in the name of self-care, I took some hours to myself this Sunday.
In the words of Fire Marshal Bill, let me tell you something.
I missed them.
I wasn't there.
He called me and asked me what time should he go.
I am so appreciative of that. I am also appreciative of all the other people that came. Thank you guys for coming.
We're not talking about them.
We're talking about why my weekend was fantabulous.
No, but you gotta give KB some shine.
Let's back up. Everybody calm down.
Let's dwell into the moment.
I called Rari. I was like, Rari.
Yeah.
I'm going to this Virgil Abloh thing at the High Museum. We gotta go by Sis Joint. You gonna meet me? He's like, oh man, I got this game with Lil Rari. Got a scrimmage, but you go. And then, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm so grateful.
Yeah, I'm not finished.
Okay, all right.
I want my roses.
Continue, sir.
So I walk up in the place, you know what I'm saying? And I must admit, what was it? Rasta Root, the DJ?
Yes, that's my opening
DJ. I walk
DJ.
Up in it, Sue, and I tell you, I want to say, DJ Rasta Root was murdering it.
Yes.
I'm talking about the soundtrack. So I sat down, I caught myself in a groove, so much so that the waitress came, Kenny, you came to host today? I was like, no, Kenny.
You want the mic?
Yeah, no. I was like, where my sister at? I don't know. I said, I'm going to just do a little Instagram, send a little thing on this. I sent my shoes to her like, you see the flow, right?
I know those floors and that table very well.
I miss you. I just miss you.
I wanted to take pictures with you. I'm appreciative of that, but you know, next time.
It's going to be hard to get him to come back out. He's busy on Sunday.
It shouldn't be, you know?
If I'm out of town, it is.
He's always out of town.
So your little jabs are not happening.
What are you talking about?
Because I came and you weren't there.
Yeah, this is the problem, Sue. He came and you weren't there. And he prefaced it last week saying, what time will you be there? And you said,
this is my brother.
Okay, I'm always there.
I feel like any response that I have, y'all are going to say it's a jab, okay? Let me respond to what you just said
now. No, because you've been going in for a while.
Thank you. And I joined in a few times.
I joined in a few times too.
Rari!
I've not been going in. I just want to say, you know, there have been other scenarios, you know, where I thought you were coming and you didn't. That's all I'm saying.
Rari, how was your weekend, man?
It's not a jab.
My weekend was good. I was supposed to go.
You're ganging up on me. I don't like this.
My weekend was decent. I was supposed to go to CIAA in Charlotte for their last year because I believe it's going to Baltimore.
Yeah, it's going to be more next year.
But if Lil Rari won his baseball game Saturday, I needed to stay because he was going to have another game.
Yes.
Sunday. And I didn't want to miss it.
Okay.
So he won, and then I had to call CIAA and cancel.
I was a little upset.
Lil Rari is doing a great job.
His swing has grown.
You kept your deposit. I know that's right.
See me on another event. You got to back in.
They call him Flash on the team. He's real fast. He just got to learn how to run through the first base. He did it.
I saw the smoke kick up on the last thing.
Yeah, he's you know, this part of the spring baseball, double A, I believe, triple A, double A. Either way, they're still learning how to play baseball.
Okay.
So, you know, they'll catch it and then be like, oh, what do I do next?
Yeah.
Like, right. It's in that thing. But
run.
They can catch. Like, last year, he was learning how to catch, learning how to hit. This year, they know how to catch. They know how to hit.
Okay.
It's more so the game, learning the game of baseball.
Don't you find yourself, like, as he learns things in the conversation, you're like, yo!
Well,
like,
I'm in like, there because I was like that with my nephews, and then one of them plays for the Indians. He just got brought up by the Indians.
Oh, that's awesome.
From the minors. And then my other little one, he just got a full ride to Vanderbilt for baseball.
Wow. So
it's in the family already.
Well, baseball is the whole bag. It's a,
yeah,
it's a
I was there in the beginning with them, taking them to baseball, so I see Rari doing it, and I kind of see a better version of them at that age. I'm over here like,
yes.
Ain't no salary cap in baseball,
hey, come
baby.
Come on, you can play 20 years.
What?
25 years.
That's crazy.
Four maxes.
Yeah, and I DJed too, so that was cool.
Oh, you did?
The highlight of my weekend was baseball.
Yeah. And can I get a drum roll for my younger, please? Kyle Burns and the Wheel of Wildcats are going to defeat. I'm saying it. Come on, give me it. Are going to defeat Grayson in the state championship this Saturday.
I saw it.
You better manifest it. Yes.
They beat.
Where is it at?
They beat Milton this past week. That's in Macon. At the Macon Coliseum, I think it is.
Ugh.
You know, and the crazy thing is, man, Wheeler was not. You know, I'm looking at OS. Big shout out to OST and all like the viral Instagram Hooper destinations on IG.
Yeah.
They weren't really promoting my Wildcats, man. They weren't really promoting my Wildcats. They just didn't have no energy for Wheeler this year. And Wheeler's, you know, a basketball institution.
Correct.
They haven't been to the state championship in 5 years, though.
They headed there this year.
But they headed this year, and I'm That's very proud. My son's a sophomore. He doesn't get a whole lot of time because it's elite school. But next year he will be starting on varsity.
Hey.
And I hope that he gets in and dunks on somebody's head top. Kyle Burns a lot.
Like LeBron did.
Like LeBron. Yo, LeBron.
LeBron been
violated.
I got the NBA package. So I watched all Miami Heat games. Go Heat. And I watch all the Laker games. I watch a lot of the Houston Rocket games. LeBron looks like a damn MVP. They talk.
They got you.
They saying how it's such a big gap between him and the Greek Freak, but I beg to differ. LeBron has 13 triple doubles this season. It's league leading.
He's 17 years in.
He's 35 years old.
Leading the league in assists.
What's the average NBA career length?
15.
No,
or
no,
less.
No. The average is like 5 years.
What?
Oh wow.
The average. Because people come and go all the time.
True.
I would think that was for football. That's crazy.
Football is 3 years.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, yeah, what's the... I forgot the... It might be between 5 and 10. Okay. But it's not 15.
Wow.
Okay.
At all.
He's at year 17. Granted, he came in straight out of high school, so...
Yeah.
They always keep comparing Zion to him, but I loved how after the game, he gave some Zion some words of encouragement.
That I will say this about Zion, though. That is a freak of nature.
He is.
I've never seen somebody his height.
Girthy. Very
bully.
Girthy and heavy.
Bully. I mean, he was bullying.
Athletic, though.
Like 6'10", 7 footers.
He
like
was bullying Dwight Howard under the rim.
Jumping over Dwight. I mean, like he
was dunking
the
on
way he
too,
did too. The spin alley-oop, caught the alley-oop on Kuzma's head top.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Now it's time for In Case You Missed It.
Hey.
Just in case you missed it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got one question. It's a very serious question. I suggest you be thoughtful with your answers. Is the coronavirus a pandemic? If you don't know what a pandemic is, that's something, a disease that spreads all over the galaxy, our world, that is. And it's causing things. Y'all, they closed the Louvre in Paris because of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
They just reported, as we did on Ball Alert, that a pet, someone's pet, had the coronavirus. How, Sway? That's what, it's in the water. Wow.
So you guys know what it is, right? It's basically a very, very bad cold.
Yeah, it's the flu.
It's the flu.
On steroids.
On steroids. Just so people know. So,
but
someone might have the regular flu over there. Please don't.
Right.
You know.
But you don't
be aware.
Go get checked out.
But be aware, yes.
But that's what they hype up. So you can't get a cold without thinking you got coronavirus. That's what I mean. Everybody's saying, I had these symptoms. Nigga, you got a cold.
You got a cold, bro.
Relax.
Relax. But again, it's go get checked out.
But if
out,
a pet has it, they putting it in the water. How did the pet get it? I want to know. I need to know. I need answers.
Yeah, I didn't think pets can catch
How?
The flu.
How?
I do know pets can get sick.
Well, I'm not saying they can't catch the flu or get sick, but I'm
Stomach
saying
bugs.
How did the pet get the coronavirus, man?
I don't know about that.
Did the coronavirus not come from an animal first?
It came from like a bat and a snake or some hybrid or some shit. I don't, that's not the truth, but it did come from.
Okay, I was about to say, what?
It came from something. It did come from something like that, though.
That's what I heard. I guess I should research that and make sure.
Do y'all follow Hannah Kane?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw
it. It came from one of them posts because she be having an Asian.
Oh, my God. I saw the post. The guy who was violating the chicken?
Wait, but did you see the dude who, first of all,
I just kept scrolling.
They eat live stuff all the time. Like, they play with bats and they eat stuff that you be like, what?
Yeah.
How, Sway? But that's how you begin these coronaviruses.
I don't know if she posted this, but it was a man of Asian descent having sexual relations with a chicken.
No, she didn't.
I promise you. Maybe she didn't post it, but I saw it and it reminds me of a Hannah Kane.
Well, why would having sex with a chicken?
Child, you know these people out here do
having
anything.
Sex with a chicken.
Yes, he violated this chicken. I hope I have this.
Okay, great. Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Bryant devastated by the reports that deputies shared crash site photos. Now, we reported this early.
All
that people were coming to the site and they had to like really block off the site. You know what I'm saying?
That's disgusting.
But I mean, come on, the police, man, y'all sharing the photos clearly because that's how it got back to
her. Are we really shocked?
I'm not shocked. We're not. I mean, I believe that does happen because it's, you know, part of the job, but not part of the job, but it comes with the job.
Well, you have the professional photographers come shoot. You don't shoot on your iPhone and share the pictures, and it's clearly
like,
how they
hey
got
guys,
caught.
Hey, guys, I have photos like, from Kobe's crash site.
Like, oh, shit, this is Kobe.
Yeah, that's
like severed and piece of his head. Like, you know what I mean? It was a crash. It was charred bodies. It was all, like, that's, I mean, if I was her, I would sue the shiznit out of the entire police force that was on duty. Ladies and gentlemen, one time for my favorite TV show that has been renewed for 3 more seasons after 24 illustrious seasons, The Amazing SUV.
Yeah.
Law and Order SUV.
I love that show
that I watch with you guys.
Yeah.
No, I love that show. That show is one of the best.
On time? Or are you like 6 seasons back?
No, I just watch whatever is on TV.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, it's not SUV, it's SVU. Law and Order SVU.
Cool.
SUV is a vehicle.
Yeah, I drive an SUV. Sorry about that. But no, that's my favorite joint. I love lately how they've been taking stories out of the headlines, blatant stories, and reenacting them in their whole thing. I thought it'd be corny at first, but it's not. They're going into their 25th season. The dream is real. One of my favorite shows. Ladies and gentlemen, hit or miss. I need you to go to our IG page and check out Kim Kardashian wearing Balmain's Fall 2020 Latex Ensemble. I think she got in it. I want to know how. I want to see footage, but what do you think?
A lot of baby powder. I absolutely think it's a hit, and I will be waiting for the Fashion Nova knockoff version of all three.
The Fashion Nova knockoff version is coming to a IG near you.
It's probably out
right now. She looked great, though.
She looks amazing. She killed it. I mean, Kim is, I don't care what you have to say about her. When it comes to fashion, she kind of gets it.
No, she's a fashion icon.
That was her style. Now, she was an assistant to, Paris Hilton.
She's always pushing the envelope, besties. You know, and we're always, sometimes we're questioning, like, what the hell is she wearing? And then a whole year later, we're like, oh, wait, you know what? She was on trend.
Fashion
like,
guard.
She got this, yeah.
Would you say she was a fashion guard before
she was,
Kanye?
Yeah, she was Paris Hilton's assistant.
Well, I think she was more of a...
And she
stylist.
And stylist. She was doing everything for her, though.
But I'm saying, was she a fashion icon? Her. No.
She was not a fashion icon.
I don't think so.
But she has grown. She has elevated. The wallets are getting bigger, obviously. And her wardrobe is insane.
Did you see those 451s on Kanye? The Yeezy 451s?
You know, I'm on my strike. I kind of dip in, dip out.
Yeah, I don't know. They looked a little zaggedy. Zaggy, zigzaggedy. I don't know. They had like a lot of like zigzaggedy, foamy kind of bottom
maybe
joints.
Maybe because he's a zaddy now?
Oh, so zig.
So maybe
don't say that word. Don't say. You can't
no,
say
I wasn't gonna say.
Guys
I'm,
can't say that.
I was saying zigzaggedy.
It's got like
again.
some dad vibes to it. Maybe I don't know.
No, definitely has futuristic. And I was getting into that. That was my point. I think they're really going futuristic with all this. I mean, the sizing definitely. Of the clothes, the cuts. I mean, he got out of the car. He jumped over a huge puddle, not to mess up his new 451s. But yeah, they were. He had leather on. He had a weird shaped kind of cut shirt. I would say Kanye's kind of like a fashion god, but I really don't want to give it to him when he wears the sad colors and the droopy and the you know what I'm saying? Look, cause it, but then he, I don't know. What
I'm
do you
trying
y'all
to
think?
Find them. I can't see them. I don't see them.
I'm trying to find them too.
Yeezy 451s.
Like.
Google. Yeah, man. But it's weird because I give him fashion credit for Kim for inspiring her. But then sometimes he hits or misses.
You know how it's like, you know, a bomb ass hairstylist never has her own hair done. I think it's kind of
or
like
manicure
that.
His nails be twisted.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's like he knows fashion, but when it comes to him, he don't care what he put on. He's just like, hey, I'm comfortable. It's clean.
I love
you, Marcy. I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, like the cut of his shirt, the leather pants. Ladies and gentlemen, Virgil Abloh did a talk at the High Museum this weekend, ATL. I suggest you get your face in the place soon because it will be gone. And as y'all know, I fried him. I had a panel meeting over there with Ronaldo Nehemiah and the beautiful Sky. And we talked about some of his comments in today's article where he said the streetwear was going to die in 10 years. And at the time, I thought it was very irresponsible as a fashion god, as the first American of African descent to lead a French fashion house. And I was just kind of, I wanted to have a real conversation with, I wish you would have called me.
Did it seem like he was like setting himself up?
Well, I think he was being opinionated, as we all are as creatives. And he cleared it up at this weekend during his panel. And he was basically, prompting the new generation of designers to come up with their version of it. So he really wasn't saying like streetwear was going to die.
Just this version
exactly.
That we are familiar with now. Got it.
And
okay.
Yeah, I mean, but I also think he was cleaning up because you can't say because his quote directly was about t-shirts and sweatshirts and hoodies, which will always be prevalent and necessary because, you know, that's what we love. That's the most comfortable thing and the easiest thing to go to, like Susan has on one right now. Yes. Over her kufi / scarf set that she has.
Child, it's raining. I got natural hair. Okay, these edges are
and
going
then
to
gonna
stay
make your,
laid.
It's gonna make your hair puffy.
It's yes, it is.
But I do think Virgil's very smart, y'all. I think that he was very insightful on how he adds architectural to his design. So one time for Virgil Abloh. Ladies and gentlemen, the ghost of Michael Jackson tripped Oprah Winfrey on stage.
Definitely.
At her 2020 Your Life in Focus tour. Did you see it?
Yeah,
I saw it.
I laughed.
Well, just listen to this part right here.
And balance doesn't mean all things are equal or at peace at all times.
I feel bad.
Like
but
this
I, don't.
Right
I feel
here.
Bad. Well, right. I feel bad.
But notice she was talking about balance and lost her balance.
How like, ironic. How ironic.
In LA.
Isn't it ironic?
Ironic. I was about to say.
Don't you think? He's like a sea.
Hey, you noticed me. I love
her high heels must not have been equal that day. I don't know what was going on, but y'all know Snoop Dogg has something to say about it. Y'all know 50 has something to say about it, and I will share that a little later.
Y'all, I want to say this. We sound like a morning show, 2023. All right, ladies and gentlemen, J-Lo talks Oscar snub and feeling let down for her role in Hustlers. This is also while talking to Oprah on her 2020 Your Life in Focus tour. Do you think she deserved an Oscar? There was some buzz, some chatter about that she was up for it, blah, blah, blah. She got nominated.
It wasn't no.
Exactly. No,
Jenny
no hate.
From the block? No.
Love Jennifer Lopez. Love her. But
she was phenomenal in it. I believed you.
Yeah, but no.
Oscar?
Oscar, that's really intense.
I'm just Jenny from the block.
Hey,
you're just singing everything today.
I mean, I just remember.
The human beatbox, jukebox over there.
I'm pretty sure that we have, you know, and I don't want to make this a race thing, right? But we all know that a lot of this stuff in Hollywood, in this world is, I'm pretty sure we got some brothers and sisters that are still waiting on their Oscars. But y'all want to hurry up and give her one because she played
a scripple.
I mean, but you know. I'm cool for a Latina Oscar winner.
I'm totally cool for that. I just don't think
absolutely.
It's this
She's not
role
that. She's just saying
that deserves an
role.
Oscar. That's all.
Got you.
Yeah. You know, because it's almost like when Hustle and Flow. Y'all remember that? Hustle and Flow got nominated, and I think the soundtrack won. Whoop that trick. That was the biggest shade of all time. You're going to reward. Can you Google that real quick? Was it Whoop That Trick that got the award? But I remember for a fact that what's the Memphis what's the 3-6 Mafia, they performed that joint and it was nominated for an Oscar. Something was nominated, but anyway, I think that was the biggest shade ever, and those are the types of things they seem to award us for. But that's a bigger discussion on who black has won and who has not won and why they should have or shouldn't have. Ladies and gentlemen, also J-Lo was talking to Oprah on her 2020 Your Life in Focus tour about her fiance and whether she was going to get married soon. She went on to say that she's taking her time. She's not in a rush.
I mean, girl, you 50, babe.
Well, she's had
what are you talking about? You taking your time.
She's had
time running
marriages.
Out, boo.
Hey, she's had you. Three marriages.
Time is running out. She's 51. She'll be 51 this year, Sue.
That's fine. But the way that she explained it was really awesome. She says, if we're actually, you know, going to build this, if we're really going to do this, then what is the rush? Like, we can build our family, you know, foundation, our unit, our structure, and get married when we get married. But we already know that the plan is to be together. So let's just be together.
Right.
I get it. Like,
I think she keep her eyes.
And they both got a bag.
You ain't had three divorces. I get it.
Yo, she looking good at 50, bro. Mm-hmm.
Gonna be 51, looking like she 20.
She looking good. Yo, 50 is the new 30, bro.
Facts.
I'm just saying, people, I mean, you got some 50-year-olds looking like 75-year-olds. But
some of them 35 look crazy.
Yeah. Speaking of crazy, Flavor Flav has been kicked out of Public Enemy after disagreement over Bernie Sanders.
That is really crazy.
Is that nuts? The group said in a statement to Rolling Stone Sunday night, Public Enemy and Public Enemy Radio will be moving forward without Flavor Flav.
Wow.
We thank him for years of service and wish him well. The boot comes after Flavor Flav issued a cease and desist letter last week to Bernie Sanders campaign because Chuck D had planned to perform for the presidential candidate in Los Angeles under the name Public Enemy Radio. In the cease and desist letter, Flav accused the Sanders campaign of the unauthorized use of Flavor Flav's likeness, image, and or trademark, which is the clock, and promotional material circulated by the Sanders campaign. While Chuck is certainly free to express his political view as he sees it, his voice alone does not speak for Public Enemy, Flav's letter read. The planned performance will only be Chuck D of Public Enemy. It will not be a performance by Public Enemy. Those who truly know what Public Enemy stands for knows what time it is. There is no Public Enemy without Flavor Flav. Do you agree?
Agreed. I mean, I agree.
I mean, that's a, I mean, you know, I guess Flav was upset about them using the likeness. They obviously tried to kind of undercut it or sideswipe it by saying Public Enemy Radio.
Right.
Yeah, bro. Like, it, I don't know. Flavor Flav is.
And you got to remember to fight the power.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, he's the most iconic figure in it. No disrespect exactly. to Chuck D.
No disrespect to Chuck D. That's just my opinion, though. Sue?
How they let politics do this to them?
I know, right? Oh,
I mean, honestly, good one. That's just
well,
crazy.
About money now. You know, somebody getting paid and somebody ain't. That's my that's personal true professional too. Opinion.
Yeah.
One time for TV One, y'all. I want to shout out all the Unsungs, man. Unsung is one of the best shows on television. If you had any affection for R&B or hip-hop, you should watch Unsung on TV One. Bars. Did y'all see the Drew Hill joint?
Mm-mm.
I saw Drew Hill yesterday, and I caught the Roxanne Shanté joint.
I did see the advertisement for it, so I need to check it out.
Yeah, man, but that's just, you know, that era, that's my era, so when I see...
And she was like the first, like, female...
She was the first email, yeah,
rapper, MC.
Yeah.
That was like, had bars.
Popping, the Roxanne Revenge, UTO, UTFO made a song.
At that time, it wasn't
Roxanne, Leo, man. And she came back talking about them, because Marley Marl had a beef with them. Huh?
I remember yeah. hearing that.
Good old days. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and now it's time for a word from our sponsors. And now it's time for Baller Mail.
Message.
Dear Rari, my man constantly picks on me. I don't like it because he speaks about how big my head is and he laughs about it.
Hey, big head.
I'm not sure if he's joking because he does laugh or if he really doesn't like that I have a large head and a large forehead. I'm 25 and he's 27. We have a 4-year-old child together and we're engaged to be married January 2021. I'm from Seattle, Washington. He's from Atlanta, if that helps.
He's got to be Habesha.
Please help me understand why he keeps picking on me.
In Seattle, Washington.
Listen,
that got to be my sister. What's her name? She didn't say her name.
She didn't say her name.
Girl, I done figured you out. You are Ethiopian or Eritrean. You live in Seattle, Washington like the rest of us.
You answer for her. Go ahead.
Girl, we all got big foreheads, sis. It's okay.
And let me chime in. Girl, he from Atlanta. They do something called Joan here. He just cracking on you. That means he's physically attracted to your big head and your big forehead, babe.
He loves your big forehead.
Y'all engaged, about to get married.
He thinks you're smart. He loves your confidence when you wear ponytails. Like, she just got her whole thing.
When you're dealing with a guy from the South.
Fellow foreheadian.
When we say things like, girl, you got a big ass head. Or your head big as
they
shit.
Flirting.
Or be quiet with your big head ass.
They don't know
that
what
means
to say.
We want to eat your butt later on tonight.
Hey, eating ass.
That's all I'm saying. As long as everything's satisfactory at the house and he make you happy, he cracking on you.
You know what, though? Does he talk about you? Does he only talk about your forehead in a joking way? Or does he just talk about you and demean
you? That's what she said. She said,
in a joking way, he laughs.
He laughs about it.
Okay. Well,
I'm not sure if he's joking or if he really doesn't like that I have a large forehead.
Well, let me just say.
And a large head.
There's nothing wrong with your forehead.
Now, that's a bad combo, though. A big head and a big forehead? Damn.
But let me tell y'all something. Trauma is a real thing, and when someone doesn't heal, like it turns into a trigger.
What if she 4'5" and got a big head?
She was already called
forehead?
An African booty scratcher in school. Then they was talking about
my
her
God,
forehead.
You don't know she's Ethiopian Eritrean.
Oh, I'm positive. And then, and then she gets with the man that she really enjoys, who lives in Atlanta. Y'all already know what's going on.
Well, I don't know where they
here.
Live. He said she's from Atlanta. He's from Atlanta and she's from Seattle. She didn't put where they actually live.
Oh, okay. Well, nonetheless.
You are petty, Eddie.
Kenny
nonetheless,
Burns?
Sis, it's okay. You got to get over the childhood trauma. I know that they were teasing you in school. It happened
she
to me.
She might not be. Oh, well, they were teasing. She had a big head. Yeah.
She got a big head. They talking about she smelled like Africa, smelled like curry in here, like onions. Girl, I know, girl.
I like that curry
smell.
I was
there with you.
I used to like that curry because my grandma, my mom.
Curry smell make you horny?
Well, I'm Caribbean, so I like curry, period.
Oh, okay.
Let that man love on you and kiss that forehead, sis.
I think as long as he's not demeaning you all the time in other ways and occasionally comes with a forehead joke, it comes with the territory. I got a big head, personally. I have a gap in my teeth.
Because they used to call you Big Head Kenny.
Big Head Kenny was
I read that
in college.
I read that in Kenny Burns' book. Go get it.
Yes, and then my torso, upper torso's longer than my legs, the length of my legs. And these motherfuckers got issues out here, and it's okay. You know what I'm saying? You got to accept who you
just
are.
Just not balanced.
I am balanced. So my head weighs. Okay, great.
And now a word from our sponsors. And now it's time for Comment Creeping.
Creep, creep.
And from his full time.
Creep, 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 creep.
Creep, creep, creep.
Okay, you guys, this is going to be nice, short, and sweet, but I felt
it was
important to share this. You know, we're still mourning the loss of Pop Smoke, especially
Welcome
in New York.
Party.
People are blasting his music nonstop. I know DJs in Atlanta are going crazy. It shouldn't have happened, right? Now, 50 Cent, we may know him as being King Petty or whatever it is that we want to say about 50, but he actually posted a photo, looked like he was on a PJ, on a private jet, and he says, "I'm on the move listening to Pop Smoke. I decided I'm going to executive produce and finish his album for him."
Fire.
That's super fire. So fans started going in and tweeting or tagging the people that they wanted to see featured on the completed project.
Mm.
Someone tags Roddy Ricch. And he responds, "Say no more."
For sure.
That would be fire.
That's dope.
A Roddy Ricch and a Pop Smoke collaboration would be absolutely amazing. So shout out to 50 for, you know, showing us the other side of him.
I think it's dope, too. People trying to hate and say, you know, he's dead.
Hate?
I'm just saying because, you know, he's dead. And how does he gain this, that, and the third? Why would he try to profit off of that? I don't. My thing is, man, keep the legacy going.
Keep
man.
The legacy going. And for all we know, this could truly benefit his family as well. You know, so thank you, 50. Let's finish up this album.
Love you, cuh. And now it's time for Confucius Says. Ladies and gentlemen, mental health is real. I want to send a shout out to all those struggling. I really thought about this because of Herbo's new album, PTSD. And I just love how the youth is now having the conversation. I mean, we've talked here on Ball Alert and with Baller Nation, you know, on our, you know, platforms. But it's so important we continue to have this conversation, man. These people out here don't know how to talk about it, don't know how to communicate, you know, and sometimes don't even know they have issues. You know, a lot of what G Herbo was talking about in his new album, in his interviews leading up to the album is, you know, he just thought it was normal. You know what I'm saying? When you see somebody at 8 years old get shot and died and you go right back outside, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then you get shot yourself, you heal up, you know, you got a gun on your waist going back outside. I mean, it's perpetual, right? And
never
I think
ending.
That, you know, we have to have more discussions about it and be more thoughtful, man. You know, there's a lot of times, man, people say things and depending on the person, like I think that I'm a very good spirit catcher, meaning I catch people's intentions off the rip. And I'm thoughtful with my comeback. Some people come at me crazy, and I've been able to defuse situations by being thoughtful and using words that I feel can help them in that moment. So let's be kind to one another, and more important, let's be thoughtful, because everybody ain't got it all together, y'all. Love y'all, Baller Nation. Peace.
Hey.
Baller alert.
The dream is real.